Oh, sure. I used to do shows there for them.
Because I'm a
They would hire me
geek.
For a booth, you know, and I would do stand-up comedy and crazy stuff for Comdex.
Oh, yeah. And that...
Oh,
that
yeah. Comdex was a great event. They don't come here anymore, but they were really big here.
It was huge when I was going. And I would go, and I remember after the first year, I'm like, that's it.
I used to stand in a booth all day on that concrete. Mm-hmm. I'd go home at night, and I just... Man, it felt like my feet were going to fall off.
Well, I used to measure my time... Measure
yeah.
how good of a time I had by the number of blisters on my feet.
There you go.
And one year I actually had 5 blisters. I would count them, and I had 5 blisters on my feet. That means two things.
It was a 5 blister convention.
I had a 5 blister convention that weekend, and I'm telling you, not only was it a good measure of how good of a time I had, but also of how bad my shoes were. So then I would change up shoes the next year. But I'm telling
you, I'm going to give you back to Janice, and you can say goodbye to her.
All right,
because I've got to get back and take some people off stage. We've got a lecture on right now.
Go do your thing.
Take them off and let them go have their dinner.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you, and I hope to meet
you
next year.
My pleasure. I hope to meet you sometime.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, here's Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. That was amazing. I'm so glad I got to talk with him.
Oh, I am too.
So,
we've got some really top names here too speaking right now that he's going to pull off the stage.
Who all showed up?
Well, we've got Dennis Hawk. I'm sure you know Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Patty Starr and Jeff Bellinger,
mm-hmm.
Chip Coffey. We've got Vicky Gay, and we've got Dixie Dooley and Mark and Debbie Constantino, who are local EVP experts, so we've got a pretty good lineup.
That's
and plus Robert and myself.
Well, you know what happened? I was in Indianapolis this weekend, and I bought two Jeff Bellinger's books. I bought them this weekend to give away as a gift, and I gave it away for a birthday present. But I'm very familiar with Jeff Bellinger, and that's absolutely amazing. You really got quite a crew going there.
Oh, we do. We're really pleased. And I also forgot to mention we have Richard Sennett.
Oh, wow.
And we have his wife, Debbie Christensen, who is a very good psychic, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a full lineup.
Well, I'm going to be talking to Richard in just a couple of weeks, I think. Richard's coming on for... Isn't it Richard Sennett coming on? Will's going to look it up for me.
Well,
but I believe I'm going to be talking with him shortly. So I'll be able to ask him from his perspective how things were going over there. I'll get the goods on the conference then.
Okay, get the goods.
Yeah.
And get the goods on the book of his that Robert and I are publishing.
Oh,
we're
good
idea. We're
going
to publish his book, yeah. The Ghost of Carson City and Carson Valley.
Absolutely fascinating.
It's an excellent book. As you know, he's a very good writer.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Did you find out, Will?
We have Jeff Bellinger coming on October 23rd.
Oh, that must be what I was thinking. Yes, we're going to be talking... I'm sorry. We're not Richard. We'll be talking to Jeff Bellinger in October.
Oh, well, you can get the goods from him,
I'll get the goods from him, then.
Right.
There we go. Awesome. Well, what have you learned? And then I want to ask you about the conference itself. But what have you learned by... Because you're in the middle of it right now, right?
Okay, what have we learned... Well, Robert told you about the shoes.
The shoes are a big thing, yes.
Yes. I've learned to, when I say I'm going to lose 5 pounds, to stick with it and mean it. I'm not procrastinating.
Otherwise, you're dragging it around with you the entire day, back and
forth.
And
I am, too. Yes.
Oh, man. I know what you mean.
That's true.
I know exactly what you mean. But I have more than 5 to go. I have more like 50. But,
oh, I do too, actually. I was just being nice and kind to myself.
But, well, you have to do that. You have to be nice to yourself. Yeah.
But, you know, we've learned that this is a great group, that they're very professional. We already knew that. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the Ghost Hunters, the paranormal, as a field, is very professional, very friendly, nice bunch. We've learned that. And, more importantly, a lot of people, when Robert decided we would do it here at the Palace Station, a lot of people here wondered about people who went to ghost conferences and stuff like that, but they're very professional, and
mm-hmm.
they've learned that they're a very nice bunch of people.
And, I find that, too, because I travel around a little bit, but usually just around, here, because we're in the Detroit area. And You know, for so east, you know, east of the Mississippi is where I tend to hang, and I find that everybody is just absolutely fascinating. We were at the Mothman Festival just a couple of weekends ago, and we had set up a little booth and everything, and we got to talk to so many interesting people,
and they are too.
And everybody has these wonderful stories, and so that's why your conference I think is going would be phenomenal for me to get to, because then I could talk to everybody and it would be
Doug, I hope you can come next year. I hope you can.
I'm penciling it in because I want to.
Okay, good.
I really want to, and I want to go on one of them tours too.
Oh yeah, you would love that. Robert's an excellent tour guide. He was being modest here. He didn't tell you that he leads the tours, and he's very enjoyable, very excellent tour guide. So I'm sure you'd enjoy it. But you know what? We do have to go down there and pull some people off the stage.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you go do that then.
No, we're not going to get them off. Just escort them gently off.
I think that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Well, thank you so very, very, very much. And I do want to talk with you again because you've done an enormous body of work yourself.
Okay.
You do all kinds of things, so I would love to talk with you again and maybe get the goods from you on how it went.
Okay,
some other time.
All right,
okay.
We'll do that.
Janice,
okay, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Janice Oberding of Nevada Ghosts and Hauntings Research Society. Obviously, they're having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Because they set up this paranormal conference, and they're just having an absolute blast. And I'm so glad that they took time out to chat with us about it, because I mean, that's what it's about, you know. And they didn't have to do that, but they did, and they graciously agreed to chat with us about their selves and the conference. So I'm impressed. I really do want to go next year, Will.
Oh, yeah, me too, definitely.
Are we going to go? We can broadcast live and everything because they all have Wi-Fi there. So so we could set up in a room or do something and broadcast live and drag some people over, and like we did for the Mothman Festival.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? You're distracted, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Aren't you? Do you have a general break?
Yeah,
Not really? Okay.
I do have a break that we can use.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to break. I'm going to gather my thoughts, and then we will be talking for we have less than an hour now.
Yeah, I already have it planned out.
Oh, okay.
I'll talk to you about it during the break.
Excellent, excellent. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and I have to say thank you so much, Janice and Robert, for coming on the show. That was absolutely amazing. I loved it. We'll be right back.
Should be saying that time now. was standing on the streets of Clemens somewhere in late July. And I watched all my friends sing and dance. And I listened to them as they walked by with a shy, assuring glance. And if I were an old man returning to these streets that I once knew, I don't believe I'd be yearning to have it again and over to do. We talked of passion and dreams yet to come as pain dimmed the night. One was leaving for Chicago, one's working, one's singing, one's swinging, one's wondering what a glass onion is, one rambling on and the other's not right. And if I were an old man returning to the streets that I once knew, I don't believe I'd be yearning to have it again and over to do. Time passed me around and around us. That soon summer would end and fall would begin with 100 sad sea-laders. And creeping upon us would be the rule that someone would have to wait here. And if I were an old man returning to the streets that I once knew, I don't believe I'd be won't you tell me why you won't last? And there go the mountains, and there go the streams, and there goes my life with all of my dreams. And there go the mountains, and there go the streams, and there goes my life with all of my dreams. And there go the mountains, and there go the streams, and there goes my life with all of my dreams. And then go the mountains, and then go the mountains, and then go, and then go, and then go.
We're back. Okay. And I swore we would never come back by saying we're back, but we are back. this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And, of course, on the phone we have...
Death Bones.
Dun, 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 dun. And yeah, we were just chatting over the little break. And oh, speaking of the break, that was More Tone and Niche, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we didn't have any prepared breaks. We used one generic.
When we fly into town, you know,
sit down in our chairs and turn on the mixer. We don't have prepared breaks at that point.
No. Next week I'll have new stuff, fresh, never heard before. Crazy stuff ready to play.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. But
I might send you some stuff to play.
There you go. We'll get some stuff to play next week, too. But, yeah, I have to say I'm glad that we get to play Tone and Niche because I really, really dig them. I know it's folky music and some people don't dig it, but I do. And
well, they're pretty good.
And this is my show, so we get to play, so we get to play Tone and Niche if I want.
Well, we're gonna have them back live on the show again soon. So.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
We're gonna date with them as far as because they're busy. They're traveling. They're always out and about. And
yeah, they're all a lot like you, Death Bones. You just got back from a 2-week trip.
Yeah.
How long was the drive? Because you're in
28 hours.
You're in Wisconsin. You went to Arizona, right?
Right, 28 hours.
On a motorcycle.
No, I didn't take my motorcycle.
In the Death Bones Mobile.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, the Bones Mobile.
Yeah, the Bones Mobile is a 2004 Grand Jeep Cherokee.
And how did she travel?
Great.
Awesome. That's
a great
awesome.
Trip. I drove for 14 hours, and the wife drove for 14 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's a long drive. Of course, with Will driving, that would be, like, from here to, what, St. Louis?
Well,
28 hours.
MapQuest said it would take 38 hours to drive there, but I drive fast.
Well, if it would have taken us 68 hours if Will drove.
Well, the cops didn't even bother to pull you over. They're like, oh, I'm not going to catch up.
Right. They'd be like, nobody can
catch
up.
Well, when I'm sitting in the seat, my head is on the ceiling.
So they're like, I ain't pulling him over.
And I ain't pulling that big
no.
fucker.
No way. Nuh-uh. Oh, my gosh. So what was it? When you drive, and I wonder about this, because I go on trips differently, I guess, than a lot of people, because I like to stop at almost anything for any reason. And if I see a sign, you know, that says, you know, something funny, I'll stop. And things like that. Or if I see a speedway.
We made a couple stops. I got me a really kick-ass skeleton ring.
Wow.
At a Navajo place.
That's awesome. And was
you got
it,
me some cool knives.
And you got this all out west.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing. And so when you travel, you will stop if there's something that interesting.
Right.
Okay. Because Bonnie is different than I am, and probably you are too, because they stop for gas. If the vehicle needs gas, they will stop for that. And at that time, you have to take care of all of your needs.
Bathroom, eating,
everything. You have to do it then and for only the length of time that it takes to fill up. And then everybody's back in the car and on the road again. And I don't travel.
That's my wife.
Okay. Because I don't travel well that way myself. I like to stop for any reason. And
I see a sign that says, crater. I go, oh, we got to stop here.
There's a crater. I got to go. It's a crater. And, yeah, and me too. I would stop for anything. And Bonnie is the exact
biggest ball of twine. You got to stop and see it.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a picture?
No.
You got it. Oh, my God.
Oh, I did get a really cool picture of this restaurant. That has a giant bull skull on the front of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And me standing in the mouth of it. And somehow on the trip, we lost the cord that hooks from the camera to the computer. So I can't put on any of the pictures on my computer to check them out yet.
Oh, wow. I have cords. If you do end up in the Detroit area anytime soon, I've got cords. So we'll pull things together for you, if possible.
So then, great. Then we'll conceal the nude women pictures I took.
Woohoo! Where do you go to find these people? Wow.
They pretty much come to me.
Well, yeah. That, when
they hear I'm in,
it helps me.
They hear I'm in town and they come.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, so you did go, and you went to... This is something that I've been wanting to check out. I've been wanting to go to ghost towns. And I didn't get to it last time I was in Las Vegas. I didn't get to go to any ghost towns because Las Vegas is distracting. Okay, and I just explained that to the folks in Las Vegas, but it just everything there is so distracting. So I never get to do what I planned on doing when I go to Vegas. But I've
too
wanted
many damn lights.
Exactly, and I've wanted to go to ghost towns, and you went to one.
Yes, I did.
But you have a twist on yours. tell us about your ghost town.
We spent 4 days in this ghost town and didn't get nothing.
Wow. That would be depressing.
Didn't hear nothing creepy, didn't record nothing creepy, didn't get any pictures. I took a lot of pictures, didn't get anything.
And you would think in a ghost town you would. That's
right.
Why I want to go to one, you know.
Right. But we the house that we were staying in, the people that we were staying with, their house was haunted. And I got some really good pictures. I got an EVP. It was great.
So you go there, you stay at this place, and then you go away from the haunted place to go to where should be haunted, right?
Right.
And it's not haunted, and then you go back to this haunted place. I mean, that sounds like a trip of mine, you know. I'm absolutely amazed. And so the place that you were staying was haunted.
Oh yes, it was.
And you got some good stuff, huh?
Got some good stuff.
Awesome.
And experienced some really awesome stuff.
Really?
You
mean experienced phenomena?
Yes.
What'd you experience?
The doors locking by themselves.
While you were in or out of the door?
In.
Oh, okay.
We
wow.
were in the house, and my son went to go out to the Jeep to pick up some stuff, and just as he grabbed the door, it locked.
Wow. So it happened right in front of him?
Yes.
And
the boy started talking.
Wow.
And then he unlocked the door and went back outside and picked up the stuff, came in the house, and as soon as he shut the door, it locked.
That's not... And he wasn't the one locking it. He just watched
it
lock.
No, he didn't touch the lock.
And it would lock on its own.
Locked all by itself.
Mm. Well, the...
And I did some research on the house.
Yeah.
And... It was constructed 20 years ago. While the construction was going on, the man who was constructing it was making it for himself to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his family had went out to pick up some supplies or something, and their 15-year-old son was left there alone. While the son was there... the family hadn't locked the doors or anything because they were only going to be gone for a few minutes. And an intruder came and drowned his son.
Oh wow! How bad? That's terrible.
And after the house was built, the guy sold the house
because obviously now it has negative. It's negative
right.
for him because
now the people that lived there before that. Lived there for 3 years. I mean, the people that lived there after who bought
right.
the house lived there for 3 years and hastily sold the house really cheap to the people that live there right now.
Wow.
Now, the people that live there right now, who are friends of mine, said that this door locking stuff has been happening all the time.
Interesting.
So while we were there, I left a voice active or a sound activated recorder
mm-hmm.
in the house while we went out drinking one night.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no one in the house. And came back and got a really nice EVP out.
Wow. And when the doors lock, do you hear them lock or see them?
Yeah, hear them and see them.
So it's like any given lock, you know, when you lock a door, you know what's happening because you hear the chunk and the...
Right.
And it's
a deadbolt lock. It's not a key lock. It's a deadbolt lock.
So it's... And you know when you turn a deadbolt lock because it's got the lever on it, the little
right.
knob, and you know because it turns.
Right.
And the theory then becomes that because the house was unlocked when the kid was at home...
Right.
Somebody now is locking that door or those doors.
Now, what the people told me that live in the house, every time the woman has her son, every time her son comes to stay, or every time her husband's son comes to stay, it happens more often.
Okay, so it's watching
like
the kids.
Watching
the
over the children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lock the doors so they can't get out or so that nobody can get in.
Amazing.
Now, when I told them that I had an EVP, because I didn't hear it until after I got home.
Right.
And I told them that I had an EVP. I sent it to them so they could listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
They told me as they were listening to it, the kitchen light, which is a fluorescent light, got so bright that they couldn't even look into the kitchen.
Wow.
And they felt a cold feeling like it just walked right through them.
So that
while they were listening to the EVP.
So that was like they experienced a physical affirmation.
Right.
Of this recording.
Right.
If that doesn't, make you open your eyes, I don't know what it would take. Because, if you're sitting there listening to an EVP and something happens while you're doing it, I mean, this EVP thing, I'll listen to it, and something else goes on, I'd be like, okay, someone's telling me to pay attention to this. That's
right.
What it sounds like was happening.
And she says she's not scared in the house. She always feels like somebody's watching over her.
Sounds like a protective spirit. To me, I mean, it sounds very protective, especially of the kids.
She's told me many different things of what has happened in that house that I personally didn't experience, but I believe her when she tells me it.
Mm-hmm.
She told me one night she went to bed, and it was kind of cool in the house because they had the air conditioner on all day, and Arizona's hot.
Okay. Right, yeah.
And we step out of the house at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's 96 degrees, okay, it's hot.
Wow.
Compared to the coolness of Wisconsin, it kind of messed with us a little bit. But she lay down on the bed, and it had been real cool in the house, and she'd just come in from being outside, and so she was laying there without the covers on, and she felt the covers start to cover her.
Wow.
And that really freaked her out, because at first she was kind of half asleep. She thought her husband was dead, but when she woke up, there was nobody there, and the covers were still rising up on her.
Wow. And that's not normal, but it is, again, even though startling, because you don't expect anybody to be there with you while you're, dozing off, again, protective, parents tuck their kids in, that gesture is one of, protection and love, not love like but it's a good intention, I think I'm trying to say. A negative intention. So,
and I sent you all the EVP.
Oh, good, good.
It to Will just before the show started, so.
Okay. All right. Will, do you have it? Can we
all set.
Are we gonna let's play it. Do you wanna play that? Can we play it? Deathbones,
sure.
Do you want to hear it? All right.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Let's hear this EVP and see what we think. Let's see what we got. What do you hear in that, Deathbone?
Can't breathe.
can't breathe.
You're a child saying he can't breathe. Now, I loop what was said around so that you could get better hearing.
I noticed that, and that was awesome because you got the... Okay, I want to say this one more time because I know we talked about it, but then we talked about something else, so I want to say this one more time. Nobody was in the house.
Right, nobody was in the house. There was not a soul in that house. There was a living person in the house, right? And my son can't talk that clearly unless he's talking to somebody that's not there.
Right. When I don't know because I hear something. I hear can't breathe. I can understand that. But what my first instinct was rescue me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can we play one more time and
now there is also another
there's two
sound
voices
in there, but I can't figure out what it's saying. It's deeper. It's
right.
Deeper. It's
there's the child's voice, and then
like there's something bad there.
Yeah, this yeah. like well, it not it doesn't necessarily have to be bad. I mean, but it does
well.
Sound more bass, you know, more
right.
rawr, you know, more tough and things
right.
like that than a child. But and I can't make that out. But the child sounds like rescue me. Wait, I want to play it one more time. Can we?
Sure.
Listen? Okay, Will. This should be empty. This should never have even been captured.
Right.
You had it on voice-activated recording, right?
Right.
So there should have, when you got back, technically,
there shouldn't have been anything there.
Was
right.
this analog or digital?
Digital.
Wow. I do hear can't breathe, but it also...
At the very beginning, it does sound like it says rescue me.
It sounds rescue me, can't breathe. And
right.
that's what I get out of it. It doesn't mean that I'm correct. I just have ears like everybody else. They're not super powerful or anything. But
right. I didn't get a chance to really listen to it a whole lot because I just got it about an hour and a half before the show started.
This is amazing evidence. I want to say one more time. Nobody in the house.
Nobody in the house.
Voice-activated recording.
Yes.
There should have been no files on that recorder.
Right.
Except maybe a lawnmower or something. I mean, if somebody
right.
perhaps in the neighborhood was mowing a lawn or a truck goes by, you should have heard rumble, rumble. But not a voice. And not a voice
right.
this childlike and this, you know, saying something. Even
exactly.
if you heard some ambient noise, it shouldn't make words. It shouldn't make it shouldn't be a voice. And this
right.
is a voice, and it's calling out. I mean, this is something. It should not be there, and it was there. And you guys had taken out. Where did you go for that? Was
we
that
went
like
to
you,
a bar?
Okay, you were going out for the evening.
Right, we went out for the evening and went out to eat. And even though Lucas is only 17, they allowed him to stay in the bar with us because he has Down syndrome. It's not like he's going to drink.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Right.
And
so we went and sang some karaoke and had a good time.
And meanwhile, back at the ranch,
right.
look what was going on, you know.
Exactly.
Do you get the sense that this was an intelligent thing happening?
Oh, I think he's... I think it's a highly intelligent spirit.
Okay. Okay.
Through my years, I've been doing this for years, and it's very intelligent.
Does your tape recorder, or I mean, voice activated recorder, does it time stamp the files? Do you know what time this happened with it? Yeah.
I know between.
Right.
We've only gone 3 hours.
Right, because you were just going out for dinner and drink the karaoke,
right.
And then you come back, you know, to go to bed, you know. I mean.
Right. We left at 10 o'clock p.m., and we got back at 1 o'clock in the morning.
So sometime in there.
Right.
So we can guesstimate probably the stroke of midnight. No, I'm only kidding. I'm playing it off. That sounds so dramatic. But
yeah,
no,
I haven't got around to getting one of the timestamps yet, and that's my next venture. But
right, that's the one thing that I regret is my voice activated recorder. Same thing. You would have no idea what time that it picked something up, and that's a regret that I have of my voice activated recorder.
I'm waiting until my book comes out, and then maybe I'll make enough gajillion dollars off of it.
That would be awesome. Because then you could be like, you know, oh, and this happened at exactly, you know, 12:02 and 58 seconds. And
when the book comes out after I sell a few hundred thousand copies of it, then I'm going to get an RV for my ghost hunting.
That's a dream I have as well, but since I'm not writing a book or doing a book...
Well, I'm not writing a book.
Yeah, you're doing your art book, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you put a lot more work into your books than I think other
people.
Yeah. but what happens is the... I would have to win the lotto, but my plan for winning the lotto is, if I ever win the lotto, I'm going to get an RV and equip it out like crazy and then just go around the country.
Yeah, and cool. Travel with me. It's all good.
Awesome. I'm telling you. Did you expect to get an EVP?
No, I didn't. But it was just, hey, you got to take a chance. Like I said, like my last hunt to the Maribel Hotel, we was expecting to get the EVPs because we heard all this stuff, and then we didn't get anything.
But it didn't. Yeah, it didn't pick up on tape or digital or
right.
anything. And you expected it.
Right.
Isn't it interesting how that works? Because the same thing with us. You know, when we were standing around talking, and, you know, we're just standing around talking, and Scott Kay's recording
was going.
Oh,
that's usually when you get stuff.
Yeah.
Is when you're standing around talking, you know.
But I've read books, and a lot of people swear. They swear about, you know, swear by putting your recorder on voice activation, and... letting it run, you know, and because
right.
it's not like it's, you know, draining the battery at like any
right,
pace.
Right, because it stays shut off unless something
until something,
yeah.
until it hears something.
Although,
and then it's got a little bit
camera
of power.
Batteries. We went through, oh Jesus, I'd say 12 packs of 8 AA
wow.
batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
Just with that, with our camera sitting in that house.
Wow. What about what about out at the ghost town?
Went for a couple.
Mm-hmm.
There was obviously something in the ghost town. We just weren't getting it.
It wasn't showing up. And that's another thing. Right place, right time.
Right.
And, you know, perhaps it was the right place, but the wrong time.
And you're all going to the Bell Witch in March?
I hope so. March or April?
March, April, May, somewhere around. We're not really sure yet.
Okay.
We don't want it to be hot.
Well, hopefully it'll be May, because in March and April, I'm going back to Arizona.
Okay.
And then in August, I'm going to England, so...
let's push for May, then.
Yeah, definitely.
May.
Okay.
I definitely want to go on that.
Yeah, we want to hit, what is it, the town of...
Adams,
Tennessee.
Adams.
Yeah.
I've been there.
And what'd you think of it?
Couldn't get a picture to take.
Really?
None of the pictures came out. No.
Oh! You don't mean couldn't catch any evidence, but you
no,
mean the opposite.
No, I'm saying,
you mean the pictures would not come out.
Right, none of them. Not one picture. I took 400 pictures with my 35 millimeter.
Right.
And not one of them came out. They were all blurry, every one of them.
And how does this camera work before and after that trip?
Oh, great. Will has seen some of the work from my 35 millimeter.
Yes, I have.
Why is he smiling and got like a glow about him? My goodness.
I've sent him some pictures of my models.
Ah, I see. And so they so this it is not normal for this camera to take undevelopable pictures.
Right.
And you, of course, take hundreds and hundreds of pictures.
Yes, I do.
So it's not like this camera it was brand new to you or anything like that.
Right.
And,
I take on average when I'm at home 70, 80 pictures a week.
So this camera was familiar to you. It never acted up before, and you go to Adams and kaplow.
One picture came out. No, one.
Wow. Well, I want to go.
And the films that we took didn't come out either.
Wow. So completely different piece of equipment.
Right.
And it was on the blink at that time in that place.
Right. And we couldn't keep batteries in the recorder.
It just drained them instantly?
Instantly. Brand new batteries out of a pack, put them in a recorder, damn thing didn't turn on.
Wow.
Pull them out and try to put them in something else, nothing worked.
Batteries drain instantly.
That may happen with an occasional pack of batteries, but we had like 9-10 packs of batteries there, and not one of them went more.
Something, yeah. I want to go.
That place is a eerie, eerie place. You can just feel it in the air.
I want to go so bad. That's all right. We'll work on scheduling that then. And if May is good for you, then that's what we'll shoot for.
May is great for me.
Because I like that because it's not too hot yet.
And my son gets out of school in May.
Okay.
His
perfect.
Mom has put down some trips that I want to take because he's in school, and I took him out for 2 weeks to go to Arizona. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And I can't bring him to see y'all. I really wanted you to meet him, but she says you're not taking him out of school again.
Yeah, I guess that is good for him. You know, he does need to get out occasionally, of course, and expand his horizons. But at the same time, you do want some. You know, the schooling to go on and everything, you know. So,
he graduates this year, so.
Delicate balance.
After this year, it'll be all our time. So.
Oh, that is excellent. Wow. So, Adams, Tennessee, then that's going to be in our cards for next year.
We'll pile a bunch of people on the Bonesmobile and go.
Awesome. Awesome. What's your preference? This is my what we're trying to figure out. Camping or hoteling?
Hoteling. Because my back don't take to the hard ground anymore.
I see. Okay. Because that's what we were talking about. It turns out there's a campground near there, but there's also a couple of hotels, I think, they said.
Right.
So
we can put a bunch of people in a room.
Yep. That's what we were thinking of. So that's what we'll do. We'll shoot for
it. I'm trying to turn the wife on this ghost hunting deal. Maybe get her out of cribbage a little bit. Get her into ghost hunting.
How about a haunted cribbage game? That's what we'll do.
We got the boards.
We'll tell stories over cribbage and compare notes.
Did you know that I got turned on to you guys from cribbage.
Really?
Yes.
How does that work?
I am a host on The Zone.
Okay.
MSN Zone and for cribbage tournaments. And I used to be the owner of the Bones team, play team cribbage.
Okay.
And one of the members of my team turned me on to you.
Really?
Yep. Said they heard you on Coast to Coast.
Yes, we were on Coast to Coast.
And I'm a member of that site, so I went back and listened to it.
Well, do you know, I have to admit, after being on that show, I was scared to death of listening to it. I didn't want.
Oh man, you guys rough.
I did not want to hear it. I absolutely not. I was like, I don't know what I did. Did I did I you know, throw up in the middle of it. I don't know what happened, because it, during the time that we were there, and we were physically there in the studio with George Norrie, you know, shaking his hand and watching him work. And
I'd love to go on that show.
And I'm telling you, it was amazing, but it was also a blur.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours that took about 4 minutes to go through,
yeah.
because it was amazing. And I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know. Did I say anything that didn't make sense? Did I say, you know, did I fumble? What happened during that show? I didn't even want to know. And it turns out we were in, just this past weekend, we were in Indianapolis with the IGT folks. And we were hanging out, and Sean... Burris wanted to hear some of it. So we popped in the CD, and sure enough, I had to hear myself on the radio. And I didn't suck. I was happy about that. I didn't suck. But there's so many things that I wish I would have said, or, you know, that kind of thing that happens. But that was a magical evening. That was pure magic. I think Scott L. and I and Will... We were on cue, and we worked well together during that show, and I think
I got it on my computer right now. I listened to it over and over again.
I was shocked.
I really enjoyed it. I'm recording this show right now.
Oh, good. good. Well,
I record it every week. So.
I hope I'm not fumbling around too much, but that show was magic. That show was magic, and George Norrie was amazing. He does a lot of work there. You know, I mean, a lot of stuff is automated, but he does a lot of work, hard work. And to do that show for 5 hours a night, I don't know how he does it. Well,
they
it's
do have
one
a lot of
five,
crazy truckers
hours.
That go in.
There are. But they've got some stories, too. I mean, it's amazing, you know. And
and I forgot. I got to say to Lupinia.
Mm-hmm.
In the chat room, that I do have the guts to say, boo, bitch.
Rock on. Yes, yes. Everybody, that seems to be a recurring theme. But, you know, Mom Al started that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they were talking about how she didn't say it this time.
No, she didn't. That's probably because she wasn't talking to Scott L. She was talking to us, you know.
Oh.
But yeah, she's the original boobitch person. So. But yes, I have.
How was the Mothman Festival?
That was amazing. The first thing that happened was Mark and Mark of Weird US were there.
Did you say hello to Death?
Say hello to who?
Death, me.
Death?
Yes. I told Will to say hello to Death when he talked to the word.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Death Bones. Okay. Well,
of course. Doug.
Well, yeah, I know. I had this. I had this momentary panic go on. But yeah, no, I'm sure he did. But I was again. It's another thing where it was just a blur. When,
we probably got cut out anyway.
Yeah, I don't think we were on. I don't think we'll be on the show. But it was fun to talk to them. And
well, I DVR that show, so whenever if it comes on, I'll have it.
Oh, good, because I watch it now. I catch it on every now and then. But
do you think of that Supernatural?
The show? I've not seen it.
Oh, it's kick-ass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They talk about... real things, but, you know, in a fictionist way.
Do you think
like the Lady in White, and they talk about different kind of poltergeists, and that's a great show.
Really? I will have to check that out. I do not watch Medium, for example.
No, I don't watch that show.
Mostly because of the actress. Patricia Arquette?
Yeah.
Even though she won an Emmy and everything for her role in that series, I don't know how. She has one expression, mildly shocked.
Yeah.
That's her expression, mildly shocked. And,
no,
and
Ghost Whisperer is pretty good.
That's one that I've wanted to catch. Do you know, I've heard seven different people this past weekend talking about that show, and I've never seen it. Is that a new show this season? Or?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it.
You know, this year on the TV, they got lots of shows dealing with the paranormal. It's like paranormal is finally coming into its own on TV.
I hope so. I also
and,
did.
I mean, they got Supernatural. They got the Ghost Whisperer. They got Threshold, which talks about aliens. They have the new Night Stalker, which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I used to like Night Stalker.
And did you know that the original Night Stalker is what the guy who created X-Files?
Really?
Why he created X-Files is because of that show.
Interesting. Well, I used to really enjoy Night Stalker. So, yeah that's...
Darren McGavin.
Oh, yeah. The and they, of course they've got you know Ghost Hunters, they've
yep,
got they do it. Have Medium. Medium's on TV, although I don't watch that show. But the I'm gonna have to check out some of these new shows. That's for sure. I know they dropped something from Showtime. That was big news or something. What was the show? Dead Like Me.
Yeah, I think
Dead
so.
Like Me. Yeah,
and I think they dropped it.
Well, I like that show.
A lot of people did.
Talked about Grim Reapers. You know?
Yeah, but a lot of people.
I'm partial to those.
Yeah, Death Bones. I guess you are.
The tag on my Jeep says Mr. Bones.
Right.
Okay.
I believe
I have a skull hanging from my rearview mirror. I have a skull ashtray on the dash. I have a ceramic skull sitting next to the gear shift. I have a fiery skeleton seat cover. I am the Bones Mobile.
I wouldn't pull him over. I don't care how fast or slow he's going. I wouldn't bother. I'd be like, he can go.
Sometimes on the stereo, I listen to hillbilly rap.
Wow. That's a genre that I'm unfamiliar with, but it sounds
and
interesting.
Well, I'll send you some. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And the only reason I listen to it is to see the looks of people when I'm driving down the street. I say, God, he's driving a Bonesmobile pretty much.
And
he's a big old burly biker looking dude, and he's listening to that.
Yeah, you'd expect like CCR or something, right?
Well, when I used to ride on my Harley into a town, first person I always talked to was the cop.
Wow.
He'd come up and say, "You're not going to cause no trouble now, are you?"
Really?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, "Well,
my soon as I get back to Kansas, I'm going to take some pictures of my Harley and send it to you."
Oh, excellent.
Because I think you'll really like it.
Excellent.
It's I customized it to fit my personality.
Oh, my.
It has a chrome rib cage around the tank.
How cool. Oh,
has
my
gosh. Has a
skeletal
foot for a kickstand.
Oh, my gosh.
Has arm bones for handlebars. Has a skull headlight and a skull taillight.
Wow.
It has a skull on the tank. And the tailpipes are clustered skulls with an open mouth skull on the back for the exhaust coming out.
Did you plan this to happen that this would, like when you were a kid, for example, did you think, you know, I'm going to be Mr. Bones? Or did it sort of develop over time?
My father was a member of the Hells Angels.
Okay.
And by legacy, I was a member.
Okay.
And when I went in the Army, I was 17, and I weighed 420 pounds.
I wouldn't mess with you.
When I got out, I was 26, and I weighed 185.
Wow.
And everybody called me Mr. Bones after that.
So it sort of latched on and became you after
yep.
that. Amazing.
But I've always been interested in horror. I love horror movies. I since the military, I've been kind of, death becomes me, I guess. I don't know.
You probably would get along pretty famously with Sid Haig. Because
I have a great Grim Reaper costume.
Really?
That I wear on Halloween, yeah.
Well, that's coming up, you know.
Yes, I know. I can't wait.
Yeah,
kids, beware.
Do they tend to not come to your house, or do they come
well,
to your house?
They tend to come and look at my decorations.
Right.
But they don't come trick-or-treat at my house.
Wow.
I don't know why. I'm a nice guy.
Look, I got a live spider. Oh. Yeah, it's like, wow. Oh, man.
I stood, when I lived in Florida with my ex-bitch, but I'm not bitter. I had my Grim Reaper costume, and I stood out in the front yard and pointed at her while she was sitting on the front porch.
Wow.
And six girls came up and said, "Oh, my God, look at that." And then, "Oh, no, it's a dummy standing in the yard." And just as they got to me, I said, "No, I'm not."
Oh.
They ran like hell.
I think you have a reputation now with all the kids.
Yeah.
It's like, don't go there on Halloween. Go look at the decorations. But skip
my oldest stepson, his friends don't even come over here anymore.
Wow. That's wild. Well,
I told my dentist I want fangs on my false teeth.
Do you think they'll do that?
Oh, yeah. He'll make me a set.
Wow.
I'll have a, just for Halloween.
That,
because I already look like a werewolf, I might as well have the teeth to match.
That will be amazing. And you'll take pictures, right?
Right, right.
Good,
well,
good.
See, the picture that I sent you is an earlier picture of me. I don't have my beard. My hair is not as long.
Okay.
But right now, my hair is like mid-back in length.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a full beard. So when I get grizzly, I get grizzly.
So fangs will complete that look.
Fit the persona.
That'll be awesome. I can't wait to see it. I do hope you get them, and I hope you take a picture and send it our way.
Oh, I sure will. I'm going to take pictures of the Jeep and send them to you as soon as I find the damn cord.
Right, right. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get off and do a couple of announcement thingies. And then we'll be chatting with you later. Thank you for coming on and sharing your EVP and your stories of your trips and things like that. It just amazes me to get to talk to you.
You bet. Thank you very much. I really enjoy being on your show. Maybe I should say on the site that I'm your roaming reporter and not the Wisconsin reporter.
It's definitely turning out that way. So thank you so much, Death Bones. It's
you
been
bet.
A pleasure. Thank you.
You have a good night.
And you too.
Bye.
So that was Death Bones, our Wisconsin field reporter.
Yes.
With stories from Arizona and Adams. Arizona and Adams, Tennessee. But I have to say,
he's well traveled.
He is well traveled. He's a pleasure to talk to. Can you imagine just even being in his presence?
I want to take him over to my best friend's house for a bonfire and just walk up with him. They would freak out.
Right, right.
They'd be running.
It would be amazing. It would be. I would go just to see the reaction. You know, he is just amazing. He amazes me to no end. And yes, he is doing that book. He's doing the book of art.
Yes.
Erotic art. Because he is.
I can't wait to get a copy of that.
He is an amazing artist as well. So I mean, he's got everything going. I just think it's amazing. I'm in awe of him. We had today. Let's do a quick recap and then close the show. Right? We talked about the Indiana thing.
We'll be talking more about that next week.
And we'll be talking more about that next week. And what's the plan for next week? How's it going to go? We're going to talk with Sean and Misty for a while.
Yeah, Misty doesn't know it yet, but yeah.
Oh.
She knows now. She doesn't know now because her sound isn't working yet, but I'm going to talk to her this week.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So we'll chat with Sean and Misty and get their side of the story as well, because I know I had an absolute grand
time.
Yeah,
Sarah from IGT is going to come on the show also.
Sarah from IGT. And then who we'll be talking with... hang on.
Tommy Nett's band of Haunted Height... Walking tours. Hate or Haunted Height or Hate. It's HAIGHT. So
I'll pronounce that hate. Haunted Hate, I guess. I before E. Oh, that doesn't go. anyway, I'll pronounce it Haunted Hate until he corrects us. I've been wanting to talk to him anyway because I've seen that name around the internet quite a bit. So I do want to talk with him. So I'm very, very glad that we're going to be talking with him. So we'll be talking about the Indiana trip. We'll be talking to him. It's the haunted month. This is Ghost Month on Ghostly Talk. And I think we've started it off pretty well.
Yes, we did, definitely.
We talked with not only, you know, about our, we talked a little bit about our trip and the amazing Hannah Mansion. Check, again, IndianaGhosts.org. You gotta go. It's just an insanely cool place. The people are phenomenal. It's just, and it's haunted. And we did experiments there. So we'll, and hopefully we caught stuff on the EVP. But we'll find out. We'll know more next week after we listen to the captures. And so we, you know, there's that. We talked about that ghost hunt. We did not talk about the, too much anyway, about watching for the ghost light at Spooklight Hill. We didn't, although I did mention that on Coast to Coast. I didn't even remember mentioning that until we were listening to Coast, that episode. Excuse me. And but yeah, we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about
Demon Boy either.
We didn't talk about Demon Boy. We didn't talk about the bridge, you know, Edna C. Collins Bridge, and the different stories that we've heard now and read about Collins. And So we didn't talk about that. We'll talk about that next week. We did talk about, you know, the mansion, Hannah Mansion.
We talked with
8-Bit about the
hurricane and
his ghost hunting, a little bit of ghost hunting he got in before the hurricane. But then, of course, since the hurricane, what can you do? You know, I mean,
right.
A ghost hunter without a place to hunt right now. But things will settle down there. And all my best hopes and wishes to all the people affected by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. I do want the best for them, and I want them to get back on their feet and get going. We talked to Janice Oberding.
You forgot Lupinia.
We talked to Lupinia, of course, yes, and that was
our wonderful GT artist and Pennsylvania field reporter.
Our brand new Pennsylvania field reporter, and about her experiences growing up and over there in the very haunted area of Gettysburg. We talked with Janice Oberding of the Nevada Ghosts and Hauntings Research Society, where they're having a paranormal convention right now. Which, by the way, if anybody wants to go next year, I want to go. So let's hook up. You know, let's plan it, because I do want to go to that next year. And then, of course, who am I forgetting now? I know we talked to Death Bones. That was awesome. About his trip, and we played his EVP. So we had quite a show. This was a great opening. Even though we're missing Scott L., this was a great opening for Ghost Month. And I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. I hope you got freaked out by that EVP. And I just want to thank everybody for listening.
That's a phenomenal EVP.
That was amazing EVP. So, but with that, you know what? We're bumping up against 9 o'clock, aren't we?
Yeah, we gotta go.
And we're really exhausted from our trip. That was a long trip. Scott L's still on his second leg of the trip. But we're done. We're cooked. We are out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it this first week of Ghost Month, first week of October 2005 edition of Ghostly Talk. And, of course, we'll be back next week with more Ghostly Talk, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday.
So I need to go someplace where a man can think.
To listen too loudly.
Don't hate the media. become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Think. Go to sleep. Think.
The time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
Don't hate the media. Become the media.